Hello everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. This week we're reflecting on the time that we spent in Bali with Scott and Jolene Walker. It inspired us to go all in with our business. Tune in to find out more about the changes that we are making to grow our business and give it the best chance of success.
Hello Laura, how are you going?
I'm good. I'm just hanging in there with a bit of a cold at the moment, so hopefully I don't sound too
nasally.
Sick and nasally on the microphone, but I'm getting better, so all is good.
It's normally me who sniffles all the time.
It is. It's usually you, but anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess most people know we were over in Bali and we're just back. It's all starting to sink in now, you know, just, yeah, what's your thoughts?
Well, it was a bit of a whirlwind trip. We were busy while we were there and lots of exciting things were happening. And one of the things I love about getting away is that it gets you outside of your comfort zone or your little bubble at home that you're operating in. And you see different things and how other people approach their lives. And it's very, I don't know, I always find it really motivating and it's a way of kind of resetting your life.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you time to think about things too, because if you think about it, you might be on a plane going over for 7 or 8 hours, plane coming back, you're not doing your usual day-to-day grind. So you're not vacuuming and cooking meals and stuff like that. And so it gives you this headspace. And I found that really valuable. It gave me time to really think about where we're heading and what we're doing. And yeah, I really loved that part of it. And I love that when I get to go away.
Yeah, like it was really inspiring going over and seeing, you know, Scott and Jolene and what they're doing and what they've got on and how they get about their daily routine and how they work. And I was just super inspired because it led me to a very easy decision to make that I've been procrastinating on for quite a while.
Yeah, so the Bali trip was actually quite pivotal for us because it led to a decision that had been sort of thinking about for a long time.
Yeah, and it was coming.
And we knew it was coming, but we didn't quite have the courage to make it. But then within a day or so of coming back from Bali.
Well, it was my first day back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I left my job in the building game, I took on a job at the local gym, you know, as the boxing coach there, because
yeah,
that's what I do. I coach professional fighters, but I never made any money on it, or not a lot anyway. And so when I left my main job, which was quite a good job, you know, it was safe, it was steady, it was everything a family needed, and all of a sudden I'm not doing that anymore. So I just took this job on at that gym as a safety net. And I was working there Mondays and Wednesdays. You know, it was nice, a nice little earner, but it was getting in the way of doing your work.
Yeah, like things like filming online classes, they were taking us quite a long time because we would film a bit, but then you would have to go in and work a day or two and then we'd pick it back up again. And it was just slowing some of those processes down and beginning to get in the way of things that we wanted to do.
Yeah, well, if an online course took us 6 weeks to do, every week was a 3-day week as opposed to a 5-day week because I was doing 2 days at the gym.
Yeah, and then we also, you know, we have our kids that come home from school at 3 o'clock, so our days are short. And as we start thinking about moving into other areas like running retreats and doing workshops and things, which is why we went to Bali.
Yeah.
It all started to become apparent that we needed to, I guess, go all in with the business, isn't it?
You're in your little bubble and you're doing your job and you think you're doing great, you know. You go to the gym, you work there, you come back, you film for you. Then I'd go back to the gym, I'd work there. Then I'd come back to you on the Thursday, we'd film. Then I'd go down to the office on the Friday and the Sunday getting the work done. And I thought I was doing great. But little did I know that I wasn't doing well at all. I assumed that taking the kids to school and dropping them off and then working your ass off was doing really well. But it wasn't until we went to Bali, I mean, we step outside of that bubble and you look in. And luckily enough, we went over to see, you know, two amazing people. Jolene, she's just all in. if you're going to do it, do it. I just remember coming back on the plane and saying to you, I'm out of that gym. We're gonna go full time, like all in. And the fear of telling the guys I was leaving lifted. And yeah. I was always guilty about leaving because I was worried that I'd be letting somebody down if I left. But all of that was lifted when we came back from Bali, all of it. And it was probably the easiest decision I ever made. And I should have done it earlier.
Yeah, well, you know, we really have been spreading ourselves thinly across a lot of areas. And it was starting to become a little bit unstuck, I think. And I was certainly beginning to feel very overloaded.
Yeah, well, do you know what? That's one of the biggest changes we've made. And it's the one I'm starting to cherish the most.
Yeah.
So I now have, you know, chores around the house that I get done every day and taking over the cleaning. Because before, you were running this art business and you were doing all of the work at home. All of it. Not like 90% or 80%. Like all of it. I'd go to the gym early in the morning and I'd stay there till late in the afternoon. So when I got home, dinner was made, the house was already cleaned. I wasn't contributing at all. And your art was starting to suffer. The one thing that's keeping this dream alive is your art. And it wasn't happening. So yeah.
And that's when I said to you, I'm not finding enough time to make art. And this is an art business.
Yeah.
There's no business if I'm not making art and getting into my studio and having a personal practice. Yeah. I need to be painting and experimenting and creating on a regular basis. And I just wasn't finding enough time for that between all the housework and all the other parts of the business, the administration and getting the courses together and doing podcasts and things like that. And I love all of those things, but I was struggling to paint and that was a problem for me.
But whether you know it or not, you're building a resentment towards me, saying you're not doing enough. And here's me going around thinking I'm doing so much, but I'm not doing what needs to be done.
Yeah, that's right. Because sometimes you can be doing things, but they're not the right things.
Correct.
And I think that's what was happening and what really our focus needed to return to our home.
Yeah.
And also to our kids too, to be able to balance having a business with our family life. We needed to bring that attention to our home and work out better ways of operating, better routines, sharing the load, having boundaries in place, things that we've talked about before, but we just needed to really, really make some changes.
I was shocked at how much I liked doing it.
We'll see how long that lasts.
It's early days.
It's early days, but your enthusiasm is endearing. Enthusiasm for cleaning the kitchen and getting the kids off to school and all those good things.
For all the guys out there, women find cleaning the house extremely sexy in a man.
So I keep telling you.
I do it with my top off.
Oh, dear.
So now with those extra 2 days and being at home more, I'll be taking on a lot more responsibilities because going all in, it's not just something you say. It truly is a frame of mind. And to go all in, you have to give it everything. You cannot be doing anything else other than this.
Yeah.
So we're going all in on us.
Yes.
You know?
We're going all in on our, I guess, partnership in this business and in our family life.
Yeah.
So those two parts. So your role is changing. Up to now you have certainly been a big help in the business and you've had a very active part. You have filmed and edited all the online classes. You've been involved in printing when we used to do printing, market stalls, all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about to get bigger, isn't it?
It is. If you look at your business across the board, when you had your online shop, you always sold out. And then that was it.
Yeah.
I'm sold out. Close the door. I'm done. You know?
Yeah.
You would get your art licensed and it would go on a candle or it would go on a bottle of gin or whatever. Or it'd be picked up by a 5-star hotel in Adelaide City and door closed. On to the next one.
Yeah.
You know?
I suppose the way I've been operating has been very reactive.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is shift into a more proactive way of being.
Correct.
Because everything that's come my way, this is going to sound, but you know, it's kind of just fallen in my lap. Like it's been, people have contacted me and mm-hmm. I've said, oh yeah, okay, I can do that. And I said, you know, but I haven't gone out actively pursuing opportunities. And when we were in Bali and we were chatting to Scott and Dolene, we realized that we were missing out on a lot of opportunities because we didn't have that kind of mindset.
Absolutely.
A business mindset to look for opportunities for sponsorship, opportunities for licensing, and not just doing something and then stopping and not pursuing it further, like thinking bigger. We realized that we could think a lot bigger than we do.
When we sat down and we spoke about this, when we came back from Bali and we reflected on everything and we were talking about going all in, putting everything first. And in order to do that, we had to get you into the studio to be prolific.
Yes, that's my key word at the moment. Yeah. So I am focusing my attention on having a prolific painting practice.
So we started with that. Number one, get you into the studio, painting prolifically. You went out, you bought a book of 25 A2s, I think it was, and you were like, right, I'm going to get stuck into this. This is what's going to happen. Now, in order for you to do that, things had to change.
Yeah.
And by changing, I mean going all in. So I had to take away things from you. I'll do the cleaning. I'll help with the cooking. I'll get the kids sorted. We'll do this as a team. Get into that studio, start painting. And when we start talking about that, we start looking at it, then all of a sudden everything starts opening up. Well, if I'm going to be doing this for you, I may as well take over the online shop. So I'll have time to reopen that, get scanning, get printing, looking at that side of the business, like pushing that side of it.
Yeah.
And we're talking about doing retreats, you know, going away to Bali, running a retreat in Bali, doing a workshop here in Adelaide, you know, so just doing the logistics for all of that. Like you haven't got time to be booking a ticket. You haven't got time to be going to a venue and, you know, talking to the hotel manager, all that kind of stuff. We've never spoken to art shops or canvas makers or paint suppliers. We never even spoke to them.
Yeah.
So that's a hat I can put on now.
Yes.
To properly run a business.
Yes. Yeah. So you really are taking over the management of the business to allow me to be more of a creative force and get into the studio and paint and really do what I always wanted to do, which was be a painter.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's exciting. You're relieving me of a lot of the other pieces and bits that have pulled me away from what I really want to be doing.
Yeah, so just touching on those things. So I'm your manager now. Does that mean I'm your boss? Does that mean I'm the boss?
I think I'm still the CEO. You're the general manager.
The general manager. CEO. The president. So, yeah, I kind of went off on a bit of a tangent there. And, yeah, I just blurted out a few things. So let's rewind a bit there. Mm-hmm. So the online shop, what's your idea around that as the CEO?
Well, I really want to get back to offering prints mm-hmm. and looking back over some of my older work and pulling together some collections of limited edition prints.
Because those 12 Wet and Wets, they're ready for print.
Yeah, I have got some great work that's not seeing the light of day at the moment because it's just sitting on my computer. It's all been scanned and polished up and it's ready to go. So I want to start offering prints again. And I also want to get back to regular releases of original work. So for a while there, every month or two, I would release a new series, usually on paper, and I'd sell that via my website. And that was a really nice way to focus my creative attention. So it would give me kind of like a deadline or something to work to, a concept that I could grab onto. So I'd always work in a series. And I want to get back to that because it feels like it helps my creative process to have those regular releases of work and to really pull together a strong concept for each body of work. So yeah, I want to get back to that with the online shop. And who knows where the online shop could go, because I've always really liked the idea of creating some products with my art.
Yeah.
So down the track, there might be opportunities to explore stationery, textiles and things like that.
It was the last scanning job I did for you was the 12 Wet and Wets.
Yeah. And so for anyone who's been following my art, when you say 12 Wet and Wets, that was the neutral series that I did a couple of months ago. So it was.
I don't call anything by its real name.
Yeah, Richie has all his own names for everything.
And that's how they're named in the hard drive.
So
I was calling something Soul Sisters. What's Soul Sisters?
That was Flourish and Flow.
There we go.
Yeah, it's really confusing. But anyway, so I did a series a while ago that was really minimalistic. Lots of black and white, and just gorgeous hints of coffee and a lot of wet and wet techniques with ink. And what were you going to say? You've scanned those.
They're put aside. They're scanned, cleaned, ready to go, color calibrated. They're ready to be printed. And they will. Yeah, and that takes time.
Yeah.
And we didn't do anything with them. Now, they could lend themselves to any kind of Manchester cushions, floor coverings. They're really, really good pieces of art.
And one of those pieces is being used on for Havana Home candles at the moment.
Yeah.
So we have managed to license one of the pieces from that series, but we'd like to.
Only because somebody approached you.
Yeah, and not through my. This is what I was talking about before. Everything, I just wait until something falls in my lap. But what I really want to shift towards is actively pursuing.
Getting it out there.
Yeah, possibilities for my work. Yeah. So, But then I started to think about it and I thought, if I can just get back in the studio and back working, I know that things will fall into place.
Yeah.
And that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
And you can help me get everything out from the studio to where it needs to go. So whether that needs to go into the online shop or whether it needs to go into a cafe or a retail shop or wherever it needs to go, you can help push the work out.
I'll be the driver, I'll be the delivery guy, I'll be the pickup guy. And the funny thing is, like, we're talking about going all in and quitting it, like quitting your job or whatever little bits you have going on in your life, like putting them on hold, pausing them, and then just focusing all your time into your business. But I'm quite analytical. And when I was looking at, okay, well, I'm going to do the housework. So to take this work from you, I was thinking, right, so I'll do the kitchen, the living room, and the dining area. So that has to be done every day. Every day, that area has to be done, as well as dinner. That's an hour and a half, right? And then I wanted to do an outside job. So something on the garden, the patio, the outside lights, cleaning spider webs, whatever. And then an inside job, like cleaning the pantry, doing that. That's 4 hours work a day, every day. So if you add to that, getting the kids from school, to taking them from school, all of that kind of stuff, you were literally doing 6 hours of homework before you could even paint and doing online classes. And I was oblivious to all of this. I was just walking around with my head in the air going, what are you talking about? I'm doing 100 hours a week.
Yeah, it's It is often unseen work, isn't it? The work that happens in a home.
But it's not so much that it's
unappreciated.
Yeah, but it's so consuming. Yeah, you cannot do anything else.
Yeah,
you can only do that. Once you start cleaning the kitchen,
yeah,
you can't clean the kitchen and do a podcast.
Yeah,
you can't clean the kitchen and doodle on a sketch pad.
Yeah.
It's all consuming.
It does. And that's what I was beginning to find, that it was just taking up so much time.
So, yeah. So, that's the online store. And that's me helping free you up to be more prolific. Something else that I have to try and organize is I have to go location scouting for a couple of weekend workshops.
Yeah. It's something that I've had in the back of my mind for a long time, and yeah. I really want to bring my focus to providing some in-person opportunities. And so I am going to get you onto that job of looking for some venues to run some workshops, starting off with here in Adelaide,
yeah,
where we live in Australia, and then we'll see where they go. We're obviously looking at doing the longer retreats next year in Bali, but... yeah, we'll see what else we might consider.
Well, Adelaide is the city of churches, so there's some absolutely beautiful locations to do weekend workshops.
Yeah, you know? there is some beautiful places in the Adelaide Hills, and so we're going to start putting something together around that as well.
Absolutely. So yeah, so there'd be the workshops around Adelaide general area. And then we have one or two retreats in Bali next year, like a proper full-on seven-day retreat.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about last week on the podcast with Dolene Walker. We are coming together and joining forces to offer retreats in Bali, and that's going to be a very immersive experience, a real deep dive into painting and a cultural...
It's a massive amount of work.
Yeah, so... So that decision to enter the retreat world was a big part of you deciding to leave your little side job and come full time, because the retreats are going to be a big sort of part of next year's business and going forwards. And yeah, we just need to be all in and to be able to do all the things that we want to do, the podcast, the retreats, the classes, the painting, the licensing, the printing, the online shop. It's a lot.
It's an awful lot, yeah.
It's exciting. It's awesome that we have all these opportunities to explore.
We should have done it earlier, but maybe we wouldn't have been ready.
Yeah, I feel like it's happening when it needed to happen. I think...
Says the lady who lets things fall into her lap.
Yeah, okay, I'm not the most proactive of people in the world. But I really do believe in, I guess, slow and steady growth and taking your time and building up your what it is that you want to do, because it takes time to know what feels right. It's a lot of experimentation, trying different types of art, different ways of delivering classes, running workshops. Like, it doesn't happen overnight, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. So we're after being talking about getting back from Bali, talking about being more prolific, getting into the studio, doing all of this. So I've still got another 3 weeks to go over at the gym, but I've started doing the chores and the housework and taking some of that load on. And I'm enjoying watching you reap the benefits of it.
Yeah, and get back to where I need to be. Yeah.
But you haven't been prolific with painting, because we're just about to release an online course and now you're stuck doing copy.
Yeah, look, I got back from Bali and I was all super keen and I got my paints out and I got all this new paper because I want to do some large paper pieces, and got started, and then I realised that I really needed to finish what I had started before Bali, which was a new class which is called Watercolour Explorations. And so I've been spending the last couple of days just getting that ready. In fact, it's open now for registration.
Oh, is it?
Yes, I opened it up yesterday for early bird registration. And if you go to my website, you'll see all the information for the new class.
Have you launched? Have you released the promo I gave you last night?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah. So it's all up. And there is an early bird special. So if you are interested in doing this class, there is a coupon code, which is ARTLIFE. So ARTLIFE, all one word. If you use that at checkout, that will get you 20% off.
Wow.
And you can actually use that coupon code on any of my other classes. So
that's
this
only for your listeners.
So no, well, this time around, I've made that coupon code available for all classes. So if you have seen a class and been on, you know, umming and ahhing, then might be the time to snap it up, because with the 20% off, the classes are super affordable.
Yeah.
It's not a big investment. All of the classes that I've offered so far have really been designed around providing inspiration and techniques in a way that is easy to access in, I guess, our increasingly busy lives. So they are mini classes. It's not loads and loads and hours of content. What we do is spend a lot of time on editing them in such a way that you get all that inspiration, but in little short bursts. And that's something that I always wanted when I was learning, and now I'm putting that into place, or we are together putting that into place in our classes. So they're very affordable and a great way to just get a little bit of inspiration and get you painting, because that's what I'm all about. And you don't want to be spending hours and hours and hours watching videos. What I think is great is if you can spend a little bit of time watching a video and then get straight into painting and exploring. So
we do shoot with multiple camera angles and that kind of stuff, but the edit, if just to put it into perspective, every between 8 minutes and 10 minute clip, that's probably 30 to 40 minutes of film. What we do is we remove what's not happening. So if there's no painting happening, we cut it out. If there's no mixing happening, we cut it out. If there's no talking happening, we cut it out. And if something is repetitive, we speed it up. Now, that may not be for everybody, but for the way people live their lives now, we shoot it in such a way that you could look at this on your phone or your iPad while you're painting.
Yeah, and many people do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do follow along. Most people, I think, watch the class through once and just get a feel for it and maybe decide what parts of the class they're going to hone in on, which things connect more with them, and make some decisions about the materials and things that they're going to use. And then while they're painting, they'll often watch it a second time just in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's quite a common way to...
Because it lends itself to
that. It does. It does. So, you know, we have a particular idea in mind about how the classes are put together.
Yeah.
And this particular class is about watercolour. And I come back to watercolour again and again and again. It's kind of my happy place. So if I'm struggling to find time to paint, I'll often get my watercolors out, because they're very easy to access, easy to clean up. You don't need a lot of space. It's not quite the same as, you know, acrylic paint and big canvases that require a bit more time and energy. So watercolor is a really soothing way to fit art in when you don't have a lot of time. But I also come back to it when I am working on my acrylic paintings and I get stuck, or I'm tying myself up in knots and I just need something that's just a little bit more, I guess, relaxing. And there's something about watercolour. I find it hard to put into words, but watercolour, the way it just flows, it just, I don't know, you can't control it. Like, it really is a medium that can't be controlled that easily. And because of that, I find that I just let go when I'm working with watercolour. I let go of trying so hard, and it's very freeing. And so I come back to it again and again. And this class is an opportunity to really go deep with watercolour, to learn techniques, but in a very playful way. It's what I'm hoping is that you learn a lot without realizing that you're really learning, because the approach that we take is to really just explore in your sketchbook, try out different tools, experiment with different quantities of water, and mix interesting colors and try different shapes and use the properties of watercolor to your advantage. So watercolor lends itself to beautiful mixing and layering, adding in subtle complexities. There's so much that you can do with it, but it is very different from acrylic paint and you need to approach it differently.
As a filmmaker and a photographer, we love color and texture. And when you see two separate colors blend together on a rough textured watercolor page through the lens of a camera, it just looks divine. Like, it's amazing to look at.
Look, to be honest, if you didn't even get your paints out and you just got this class and watched it, it's really lovely to watch, because watercolor is, it puts on a show of its own, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I, on the way back from Bali, I actually watched the class through because I knew that we needed to get it sort of off the ground when we got back. And so you had edited it and I was watching those edits on the plane. And I found myself really mesmerized watching it. And I thought it was really weird because I was kind of watching myself. And I was thinking, is anyone looking across and seeing me on the plane just watching videos of myself? It might look a bit weird. But as I was watching it, I was finding that I was kind of detaching from the fact that it was me as the teacher. And I was just really mesmerized, is honestly the best word, by the watercolor. It flows and it blends and it just does magical things on the page.
I love the way you started out writing down the name of the mix and the name of the paint, and you had them all laid out. And I think it's probably the first or the second video that people will see. And it's all regimented and all this kind of stuff. And I remember when I was editing it, and I share my office with a guy called Richard, and I just burst out laughing. And he turns and he goes, what are you laughing at? And it was Laura saying, oh, well, I want to mix this color. And then you attempt to mix it and you go so far wrong with the color. And you're like, ah, well, I'll use it anyway. Off you go and you use it. It was just amazing. Like, it's really, really good. I like that.
Yeah, look, and that's what we try and include in the classes, because sometimes, you know, I'm trying to do something and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I like to, as much as possible, leave that stuff in because that is part of a creative process.
Yeah.
There's going to be a time when you try and mix a color and you're not going to get it right. And then you look at that color and go, but that's a really nice color, so I'm just going to run with that.
And it's funny, and you start backpedaling. Now, if you want to do this, you just clean your brush and off you go. I'm just laughing. Oh, it was very good.
You find me entertaining. In my, yeah.
Very, very good.
So, yeah, but it's a lot of fun playing with watercolor, and I think it's a really great inclusion in a creative practice. Even if you predominantly work in acrylics, it's so good to just get away from your main medium and use something different. It's like going to Bali, like going to a new place. It brings new energy into your work. So I'm a big fan of watercolor and I'm excited for this class. And yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So another thing that that I'll be coming on full time. And we say I'm coming on full time. This doesn't start for another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But we will be exploring doing a weekly vlog.
Yes, we did have a little trial run recently where we tested out doing a vlog rather than written updates and things like that. And so, yeah, and that went well. And
it'd be good because it'd be nice to get some question and answers or a Q&A.
Yeah. And the more I do on camera and the more I do these podcasts, the easier for me it actually gets to do things in this kind of format rather than writing things down. And in a way, it's easier.
You love writing though.
I do love writing, but there's something very organic about just talking, not overthinking what you're saying. So I really like that side to a vlog where it's not so much that you're editing and going back and reading it again and again. It's just, this is what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to bringing a bit of that in and being able to answer people's questions and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's very exciting. The next year looks really busy, super exciting. You're looking at doing a tiny little bit of self-development.
As the business changes and we're moving more into doing in-person work, so workshops and retreats and doing the vlogs and the podcast, what I'm realizing is that being able to speak and express myself and use my voice is becoming a more important part of the business. And that's something that I want to improve in myself. So it's about building my confidence. And, you know, I've always expressed myself through painting and through words, but written words. You know, I've always been more of a writer. So this is a shift for me, but it's an important one, and it's one that is growing my confidence as a person. And so what I want to do is work with someone to really work on those kind of skills, I guess, of speaking and expressing and leading and encouraging and supporting others. So we are looking at engaging with a coach for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got two books to read.
I do. I've got homework already. Yeah, so I'm going to be, I guess, having some business and personal coaching.
Yep.
And I've got a book to read, so I'll do that. And yeah, that's
watch this space.
Yeah, watch this space, because that's going to help me grow. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and that you'll join us again next time.